from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, so the now skinnier Mark Caboli departs, and we are joined right now by Neil Walker, former Bucco, current Pirate broadcaster. You know who he is. He needs no introduction, and he's brought to you by Bet365. Neil, how are we doing today, man? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thanks, guys. Wrapping up a family trip out west, coming back home tomorrow. That'll be nice. But looking forward to getting back to work a little bit, doing some broadcasts at the end of August and September, and have the last series of the year, and excited for some Steeler football to start as well.
Oh, you're excited after watching that preseason game, Neil, or because you were traveling, you didn't get to see any of it?
No, I saw a little bit of it. Yeah, it wasn't pretty, but I tried it as a guy that, at least in the baseball world, tried not to take preseason stats or play too seriously. I try not to get too caught up in that performance, but hopefully we can see some progression moving forward.
Neil, before we get into some of the comments that Key Brian Hayes made to Jason Mackey after the game that I found quite alarming, the Pirates, in their last 5 chances to sweep a series at home, are now 0-5. And the games really haven't been all that competitive in those series sweeping, clinching games, for lack of a better way of putting it. So why is that the case? Why is it so hard to get a sweep done?
Yeah, you know, and I'm one of these people that just believes that baseball karma, number one, starts out with it being so difficult to sweep a major league team. Now, that is more of a, I don't know what you want to consider it, a cosmic thought or something along those lines. But yeah, I mean, especially that in my head, the only way the Pirates really climb back in this thing and is to stack up about 7 or 8 wins in a row. And obviously, in order to do that, they're going to have to sweep some teams. So even winning series at this point is not going to do them any good. You know, if you're consistently winning series, you know, like the Dodgers do, like the Dodgers have done kind of all year, just 2 or 3, 2 or 3, you haven't seen them get on an incredibly hot streak. You can stay consistent throughout the year. Now, you know, when you lose 10 games in a row, that's going to really put you behind the eight ball, especially when you were on the bottom tier of the wild card chase. So, you know, I hope that, you know, we see them not just win series here moving forward into the late August, early September period, but maybe they can pull off winning, you know, 8 of 11, 8 of 12, and see themselves crawl back into this thing and make September interesting.
Neil, I'll let Crowley dive into the whole Brian Hayes comments right after this, but how would your body be feeling right now at this point in the season? I remember you telling me we used to obviously train together, and then we did some rehab together whenever you're rehabbing your back. But how is Brian Reynolds feeling right now, and mentally and physically, whether you're in it or whether you're not in it? What is a player going through right now as we sit here in August?
You know, I've always believed and I've always felt physically, you know, especially when I was creeping toward 30 in baseball and still getting every day at bats, that the hardest time in baseball is about a week or two after the All-Star break, because your body gets those four or five days off and it starts to kind of the nicks and bruises kind of start to heal itself, whether you got, you know, ankle, knee, back, shoulder problems, something like that. And then all of a sudden you come back and you're playing again in mid-July and things start to creep back up again. And you're staring at the schedule going, oh man, we still have a month and a half plus of baseball. But usually you catch that second wind, or two months of baseball, I should say. Usually you catch that second wind about this time of year, especially if you're on a team that's chasing the playoffs. So that can be helpful. But if you're on the other end of the spectrum, if you've been playing every single day as an everyday player and you're on a team that's out of it, this time of year is very, very difficult, both more so mentally, but physically, it almost feels like your mind starts to play tricks on your body and things hurt even worse than they typically would. But, you know, a guy like Brian Reynolds, who just posts every single day, the only time we've seen him take days off this year is when he went on the, you know, the bereavement list or whatever they were calling it. So, you know, you learn in baseball how to kind of numb your mind and numb your body as far as the travel schedule and knowing you're going to play every single day. You figure out ways to conserve your energy and your mental capacity so that when 7 o'clock or 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock rolls around, you're able to at least focus for those three hours of game time, even if you don't feel so great.
Neil, here's the quote from Key Brian Hayes, and it was a good job by Jason Mackey talking to him in the Post-Gazette. Hayes said, talking about his back, obviously, "Someone who has what I have, you want to stay away from turning, but that's what I have to do every day." Now, we know how Hayes has played this year. He's hitting .233, a .573 OPS. We know how good he was in August through the end of the season last year. Man, I don't know what to say about Key Brian Hayes other than I feel bad for a guy who it doesn't look like there's any answers coming up the pike here. Now, you dealt with back stuff, but was it quite as severe as this, Neil?
And I don't know exactly what Hayes has going on. Obviously, HIPAA issues, unless I heard it directly from his mouth, would keep me from that. But I can tell you that I've had many conversations with Key Brian over the course of the last several years while starting my broadcast career, about, you know, are there little things that I do? You know, I used to travel with a certain type of pillow. When I was on the plane, I would sit on a more of a cushion pad to take, you know, some stress off my back. We spoke about there's a company in Pittsburgh called Technogel, which has some of the best beds I've ever, that's basically when I got to a certain point in my career, it was the only thing that my back felt pretty good sleeping on. And they're based out of Pittsburgh, which is pretty cool. So we've had some conversations when I knew my back was not doing well and, you know, say I was not playing that day, I would do everything I could in my power not to twist and turn, just to kind of alleviate a little bit of stress off it. But let's face it, you're not going to be able to do that if you're an everyday player like Key Brian Hayes is and like I was in the middle part of my career. So yeah, it's not great to hear that, and I'm surprised. That was actually the first I'd heard of that. I was going through the notes, the email notes this morning from the Pittsburgh newspapers, because obviously I'm not home, but I didn't see that. So thank you for filling me in on that, and I'm surprised that we're hearing him say that. But we'll see. You know, it'll be interesting to see these next 7 days if they're not able to kind of creep in this thing. We may see a changing of roster situation going into September with maybe some young guys coming up. And, you know, you hate to see that, but it's also maybe a necessary evil if things keep somewhat trending in the direction they seem to be trending.
Neil, we appreciate your time, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Have a great rest of your week.
You too, Neil. Thanks, take care now, buddy. That's Neil Walker. He said he's a little surprised to hear that from Key Brian Hayes. I'm not now because he's been so bad. And if that's really what he's dealing with and it's been that painful for him, you got to get that out there publicly.
Yeah.
I mean, when you are performing that well below your own expectation and the team's expectation, you got to put it out there.
Yeah, but if you're the team, you should know that. And why are you trotting them out there?
I think what Neil was, to that point, I think what Neil was kind of tiptoeing around there was you might need to just set him down.
Yeah.
I mean, he got 4 years, 3 years left on his contract and a club option that would make it four if they wanted to pick that up.
I mean, we're talking about possible retirement.
I mean, like, when you hear stuff like that,
that's
yeah.
not good. It's hard to come back from that stuff.
He dealt with it last year.
Yeah.
Comes back, plays well. But he's been dealing with injuries his entire career, and this, it just doesn't sound like they have any idea what to do. And that's not me placing blame on the organization. It sounds like it's just one of those things. And that sucks, because we know how he fields the ball. He can't turn. He can't turn. You can't trade him. And we can talk to Zangrilli about that at the bottom of the hour. I know they've had debates on Starkey's show. Like, there should still be takers for Key, because he's hit the ball well at times, and he is one of the best defensive third basemans we've seen. I mean, certainly in our era, in our lifetime. But with this, there's not going to be any takers for that. And you're on the hook next year at 7, then 8, then 8, and then forget about the team option. He's playing like Jared Triola and getting paid like Sidney Crosby. No good. Also, IKF with the quote of the year. We could talk about that a little bit with Dan Zangrilli. A little bit later on in the hour. But coming up next, the national media, just one after the other, keeps getting on board with starting Justin Fields, Doran, at quarterback week one against Atlanta. We'll let you hear the latest. We'll talk about it. You can give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Before we get to the tape, I would respond to Hawk with this. Number one, Justin Fields should start for the Pittsburgh Steelers. two preseason games in and 2 weeks to the season, I think it's obvious that Justin brings more good than bad in comparison to Russ. The sacks, I would disagree that they're all on Russ or all on the offensive line, excuse me. Here's my pushback, and the tape is going to say, you know, Mike Tomlin, Coach Tomlin says that's not how we operate. I think that's the biggest issue right now. The Russ that we saw isn't operating this offense, and they're certainly not contenders with the Russ that we saw from this past weekend. There's a lack of consistency.
I mean, come on. Come on. I think Orlovsky does a really good job. I think he's really good at television. But Russ practiced 1 week, and then Broderick Jones got thrown around like a rag doll by Greg Rousseau, and somehow that's Russ Wilson's fault? How can you look at one preseason game and say that Russ can't operate the Steelers' offense, especially when it's not the offense that you're going to be seeing in the regular season anyhow? You've said it a number of times today. It's as vanilla gets out there.
Well, also, how can you look at two preseason games and think that Justin Fields has done something so significant to actually be in the conversation of being the starter? Like, has he done, like, in the only two preseason games, has Justin Fields done anything that you're like, wow, like, yeah, there's consistency. There's a reason he should be the starter. Like,
he had one wow play that if he does it against starters, where he does the dipsy-do around and the spin around and the throw to the sideline, if he does that against starters, he's either getting killed in the pocket or it's getting picked off. I understand that Justin Fields is at the peak of his career in terms of his athletic ability, and Russ Wilson is not. And even though Russ is a great athlete, Justin Fields has always been a better athlete. That's just what he's got. That's the God-given ability. It's how he worked. He did it against threes and fours. He should look like Michael Vick against threes and fours. He had the missed post route that we've said is probably on the wide receiver. Okay, fair enough. That's a nice play. But because I already, again, have forgotten the wide receiver's name, that tells you who's in there for pass coverage for the Buffalo Bills. Russ, to me, didn't even get an opportunity to show he's the guy because the offensive line was so bad. And I think that that was similar to the first game that Justin played, where stuff was not all that good around him. I don't think you can make any wide sweeping generalizations about the Steelers quarterbacks based on these first two games because so much of everything else around them has been a dumpster fire. Now, there's a lot of people that want to see Fields, and I do think there's a reasonable argument to be made that he is athletic, and if the offensive line is going to stink, you want the athlete in there because he can create something. But is it about winning or not? I can also see why people would want to see Justin Fields because maybe he's your quarterback in the future. Okay, but is it about winning or not? Because we saw last year, if you can just be a smart quarterback that knows where to go with the football, you can make plays in an offense with a lot of the same people. Because Mason Rudolph did that. He didn't need to be mobile. I don't think you can hand the keys over to Justin Fields now. He's going to turn the football over. For every wow play he makes, he's going to do something silly with the football. You're not going to get the wow from Russ, but you're probably not going to get the silliness from Russ either.
Right.
So I'm going with Russ week one. Also because I think if you start Russ, you can always go to Justin. But if you start Justin, I don't know that you can go to Russ because I'm not sure Russ wants to stick around.
And we have to keep in mind what the Steelers want to do. Like they do want to be conservative. Mike Tomlin wants to be conservative. He's not going to go out on a limb and start a quarterback because he thinks it is more athletic and get out of situations, but also put the ball in harm's way even more whenever he does get out of those situations. Like we saw, it was a great throw, and it ended up being a great throw, but it was inches away of being Oh, shoot.
A disaster.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Steelers want to operate with what Russ brings to the table. That's conservative. That's maybe even dink and dunk at times, but they know that he's not going to turn the football over. And they'll take him getting sacked, but as long as he doesn't turn the football over, I think that that's how they want to operate this year.
Yeah. If Justin had showed me through training camp and now preseason that he's getting better, I might entertain the conversation. He's exactly what Chicago fans and guys like Brad Spielberger, who is a great analyst, who's from Chicago, told us he was. He's going to do stuff. You're going to go, holy cow, no one else can do that. And then we saw in game one, two fumbled snaps. He fumbles all the time. He throws picks all the time. If he were showing he could stand back there in the pocket, pat the football, go through his reads, deliver the ball accurately down the field, well, then he'd change my mind a little bit.
I mean, even little situations like the whole read option. Like, Russ Wilson, if he was a threat, like he would make that decision. It would be very blatant, and he would hand the ball off. Like, you're getting that with Justin Fields. He's going to think he's going to be able to keep the ball in his hands, even though that the defense doesn't say that or show that, and make those decisions that could end a fourth down, like a fourth and two. Like,
if that happens in a regular season game, you don't get points down in the red zone.
It's great, yes.
And that's a bad decision. That's as bad of a decision as throwing an interception, because it takes points off the board. You hand that thing off, it's a first down at worst. It's probably a touchdown. And if you do that against Atlanta and you miss an opportunity when you're down there to get points, that's unforgivable kind of stuff.
That's what you're getting with Justin Fields. And I mean, it's not horrible, but you're eliminating all of that with Russell Wilson being in there, at least for now, until we see this whole offense in a whole entire game, then I can make an assessment for sure.
Right, right. I mean, it is tough, and I understand full well that this is preseason football. I also will agree with Orlovsky that he wanted to put some of those sacks on Russ. I don't think a single one of those sacks is on Russ. And he's going to do that. Hey, but because he has doesn't mean that he did there. He's going to hold the ball too long. Ben did that. And Ben held the ball too long to his detriment. And then at the end of his career, it looked like he was 60 years old because he took a million hits. And the same is true with Russ. But none of those three I would put on Russ. You don't have a clear evaluation of what Russ Wilson could do because he barely played in training camp and he didn't get an opportunity really in this game. And Justin Fields didn't wow me enough
right.
to say, well, we didn't see anything from Russ, but this guy is can't miss. I didn't see that. I think people are doing the Kenny Pickett thing all over again. I think people have their camps, they plant their feet, and they stay where they want to stay. And no matter what we see, you're not going to change your mind. I think that's exactly what's happening here. The people who wanted Justin Fields from the second he got acquired still want Justin Fields. And the people that were excited about Russ are still probably going to want Russ.
Uh-huh.
But I've left myself open, baby, to be swayed. And if Russ is pole position guy, I have not been swayed to the negative by that, and I have been swayed by the positive for Justin Fields. If Justin Fields did the dipsy doodle thing and was running around and making plays and threw that post pattern and stride as a one against ones, okay. All right, now maybe I can change my mind a little bit. But I'm not there. I'd like to see both of them in the last game, though.
I think we might.
Tomlin was ticked.
No, I mean, yeah, it was ugly. I think you kind of have to play him just to see.
Yeah, and I want to see all the offensive linemen, too.
Yeah, get those last reps because you're going to have some time off where you don't want to revert back. You got to figure out something of how you want to approach the season. You have something in mind, but obviously with Jalen Warren being out, that changes everything. That alters everything, and you still don't know what the right combination is going to be at offensive line. You need to get these young guys reps, especially mm-hmm. Zach Frazier. Like, you need to get on the same page, and maybe having more reps in the last game can do that. But I would err on the side of, yeah, I need to play these guys one more time just to see.
I would too, and I'm generally very against that. Very against that. But the beginning of the season is so important to them because of the way that this season finishes up. If you fancy them a playoff contender, you got to make hay early.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that they can without getting more live reps. That's where this has gone. And that's unfortunate, but that's how I see it. I will say with one exception, I can't play Najee. I'd like to play Najee behind that line.
I don't think you need to play him, though.
Okay, good.
He's one of the guys you don't need
to see.
Okay,
good. Because if he gets hurt and now it's a Cordarrelle Patterson show, well, I think he could be an interesting and useful player to the team. He ain't my starting running back.
Yeah, I don't think you need to see anything more out of Najee.
Here's a text. I love ones like this. Defense only gave up 9 points against a contender. Talk about them. Who started a quarterback? Is that Mitch? They played what, 3 series? Come on. They did what they were supposed to do. That's fine. I'm fine. Defense fine. Whatever. Fine. There you go. There's your defense talk. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. And like that person who loves defense, you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up next, Dan Zangrilli going to join us. Wait until you hear what Isaiah Kiner-Falefa had to say to him. One of the more eye-opening quotes of the entire Pirate season. And if you want more Doran Dickerson, we're going to tell you how you can get more Doran Dickerson. And it's not going to cost you anything. High school football around the corner. This man's going to call the games for KDKA, award-winning coverage. That's Dan Zangrilli. We'll get into that coming up in a moment. The Buccos take 2 out of 3, but look lifeless in game number 3 of that series against Seattle this weekend. Dan, how you doing, buddy? Thanks for jumping on.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Oh, it's going so good that I forgot to tell the people who brings you to us, and that is the injury lawyers of LGKG. LGKG, Western PA Injury Lawyers for over 90 years, LGKG.com. Dan, IKF, he jumps on with you on the post game. He says the Pirates are going to win 100 games next year. What do you make of that?
I was kind of lost for words, and I'm not sure if you heard my follow-up question. I was what? What do you mean? Come again? And why do you feel so strongly about that? And really, he didn't let me get through the question. And I mean, he's a very nice man, if you haven't gathered that. He was basically like, pitching, idiot. We have a lot of it. And then, you know, Bubba Chandler had thrown that night as well. And I said, oh, by the way, there's more in the system. And I was like, have you ever heard of this guy named Bubba? Oh, yeah, I know Bubba Chandler. Yeah, I saw him down in Double A. The dude can shove. I was like, all right, okay, you got a pretty good handle on things.
But not so good of a handle that he's not predicting them to win 100 games next year. All right, Dan. So in the Post-Gazette, Jason Mackey talks to Key Brian Hayes, who says it hurts to turn. They're not going to be able to trade this guy this offseason, are they? They are going to be with Key Brian Hayes for at least the next 3 years. Agree or disagree?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would agree with that. I'll have a large Dunkin' Donuts coffee, please, with one cream and one sugar. Thank you very much. One follow-up question, ma'am. Have you ever heard of Adam Crowley? Have you ever heard of Adam Crowley?
He's in the Dunkin' drive-thru.
No.
She doesn't know. Well,
thank you.
Get out of there. Get out of there.
She's never heard of you, Adam. I'm sorry.
We're watching, people, if you're at home, you watch on YouTube. He is straight up at a Dunkin' right now. He's getting his coffee.
Just getting his coffee. Have you heard of Adam Crowley?
You don't have to show us the fine people working there. Can you answer the Key Brian Hayes question then more thoroughly?
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I mean, they're pretty much it's going to be tough. They got to figure this out and overhaul the swing in the offseason. Obviously, Hayes has to get healthy because that. Thank you very much. That's very, very concerning because, you know, not only of the financial ramifications in the investment that they've made, all told, it's not all that significant in baseball terms, but 70 some odd million dollars. But, you know, it's a power position that they are absolutely hamstrung at and getting some of the worst production in the league against. So the first thing in the offseason is going to be get this guy healthy, but I think that there's got to be a serious, serious intervention as to who he is, what he is, and I'm talking from a swing mechanic standpoint, and he's got to be able to get the ball in the air more and show some gap-to-gap power. Otherwise, everybody is in a really, really precarious situation.
All right, Dan, forget about the Pirates. We got high school football coming up Friday. We're going to Woodland Hills. Hey. We got a kickoff classic going on. Are you excited to get the season kicked off?
Yes. Have we made this official, Doran?
Yes.
Has there been an announcement? Did you throw it out there?
Right now, Crowley was teasing to it, but yeah. I'll be joining you for about two games a month.
We got you in on the crew. The Friday Night Lights K team. We're fired up for that. And yes, it starts with 5 games over the weekend. So giddy up, buddy. 2 on Friday night, 3 on Saturday, part of the KDKA Classic. Our friends at Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, you know them well, Adam and Doran, they've jumped on board to help us put on the event at the Wolverina, and you've got some incredible matchups. McKeesport's playing a team from Ohio out near Akron. Woodland Hills is matching up against Erie McDowell. Steel Valley, Clareton, that's going to be huge. But how about the 3:30 Saturday afternoon game? There's an HBO documentary from a few years ago on St. Francis Academy out of Baltimore, Maryland. They play a national schedule. They play Mater Dei in California twice. They played IMG Academy to 3 points last year. They're going to square off against Central Catholic. That is going to be They may be the best football team in the country. Wow. So they'll be at the Wolf Arena on Saturday afternoon against Central. We'll have that. And then I'm looking forward to Westinghouse as well at 7 o'clock. So 5 games, 2 days, Wolf Arena, all on KDKA, the KDKA Kickoff Classic, live at the Wolf Arena.
He had that all done. He's driving a car. There's no notes there.
No.
That's all right in the gourd.
He's ready to roll.
And
he's
powered by Duncan.
He's been chain emailing me about it with all the stats and all the rosters and, you know, getting together. Like, he's ready to roll.
Are you regretting it yet, your decision?
No, I'm used to it. I've worked with Dan a bunch of times.
Oh,
it's fun. It's a good time. We have a great time.
Awesome. Well, Dan, we appreciate you coming on. Looking forward to that coming up this weekend, man, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Enjoy your
it.
Coffee.
Unbelievable.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can I have a large Dunkin', a large coffee, please? Thank you. Do you know Adam Crowley?
She goes, excuse me? What?
Who?
What's that?
What?
Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. I just did a little social exercise here, Dorn, making myself the social media's biggest loser, which is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. I tweeted out Brandon Ayuk. That's it. Just his name will give you some of the best responses and the insults that are being hurled my way when we come back. And also an under-discussed, I think, portion of this whole quarterback evaluation process. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I'm kind of a jag, so I just wanted to see how this would go, and I tweeted out Brandon Ayuk, just his name. I'm getting blowed up here, Doran. Carlos says he plays for San Francisco, get used to it. Jerry says I'd question his judgment if he actually wants to play in this offense. Good English by me. Someone just replied with Roger Craig. They get it. They understand. Another guy, the uppity Yinzer. Stop triggering the fan base, Crowley. Look, I got nothing saying that Brandon Ayuk's going to be here. I don't know how this winds up. It's reportedly close with San Francisco, but if it were close, wouldn't it just get done?
Right.
And he wasn't on the field for their game, but I guess he was up in the press box. Whatever. I am as tired of it as anybody else. But as we evaluate the Steelers quarterbacks, and we've spent a large chunk of the show today doing that, the thing that came up most with our callers was, well, this line stinks, so you can't get a clear evaluation. It's not just the line. It's what you said earlier in the show. Your receivers stink. They stink. And that's not to say that Van Jefferson can't be a three and be better there, but it's third down in a million, because third down and 10, I think it was, first series of the game. And your offensive tackle gets blown off the ball, but guys need to get open too. It's going to be tough on these quarterbacks in both regards. So they need Brandon Ayuk. They need him. Doesn't mean they're going to get him, but they need that guy.
Yeah. They need guys that can separate, to get open. And, you know, that obviously helps the quarterbacks in getting the ball out and seeing, like, whenever you're looking, nothing's open downfield and you have to dump down to Pat Freiermuth, like, that's all you
right.
got? Like, that's all you got? Like, you would think that somebody would be open, but obviously he saw that nobody was open, so he had to dump it down to Pat Freiermuth.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm just messed up.
Fatty Pry.
And, you know, you're short of the sticks. Like, that's what we saw last year. You need guys that can get open.
And that reportedly, and you go back and watch, is something that Russ will do, is he will check it down short of the sticks, probably too frequently for our liking, but give him the option to throw the ball down the field. And Van Jefferson ain't winning his one-on-one matchup. They need that guy. And this offense, even if they shore up these offensive line problems, becomes incredibly easy to defend, particularly when you don't have a Jaylen Warren. If you don't have Jaylen Warren, you have no explosion from your backfield. You have an explosive player on the outside in George Pickens, and that's it. As good as I think Fatty Pry is, Doran, okay, he can hit you with a seam route every now and again. He's not going 60 yards to the house.
Right.
So stack the box, double up George Pickens, good luck. That's not a recipe to win. That's a recipe to look like you looked the last few years offensively. And so here's what I would do. It's been a staring contest between Omar Khan and John Lynch, and I thought for the longest time that Omar's played it beautifully because I thought he's going to get what he wants and not have to give up a lot. You might have to sweeten the deal.
A little bit.
And I knew it was a dire wide receiver circumstance or set of circumstances coming into this preseason. And then you watch the first two games, you might have to up that offer. I don't know that I want to go giving up first round picks, but something, anything to sweeten the deal here.
You're desperate.
You are.
You're in desperation.
And people are going to text in because we get this all the time, because I think a lot of listeners just feel like the Ayuk thing's not going to happen. Well, they'll get somebody. They'll pick someone up. I don't think so. I don't think that there's a player out there that can be a difference maker.
Yeah.
If there was, you'd probably have Ayuk right now, and San Francisco would have that other guy. They're shopping around.
Or you'd have the other guy.
Or you'd have the other guy.
By now.
Yep. You would. And then you get hit with, well, there's going to be cuts. If you think some team is going to cut a guy that's going to make you significantly better, what are you smoking?
Right.
That's not going to happen. They could get a player that gets cut loose someplace else that is an upgrade, and that makes you feel not great, but it's not going to be a difference maker. And if you do get an upgrade that's cut from someplace else because he doesn't crack their top five or six receivers and he comes in and is better than Van Jefferson, you got a ton of problems. So we'll see what happens with Ayuk. I don't know when the saga is ever going to end, but it's worth continuing to check in on because they are in desperate need of some help out there. And the latest report we got was from ESPN last night saying that they feel like they're close, but yet their offer hasn't changed in the last week.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Nope.
All right. We'll chat tomorrow.
Yes.
5:40.
Mm-hmm.
Dark and early, Dorm.
Yep.
All right. Goodbye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.